Happy Monday, guys. Thanks for downloading the podcast. Big show today. The weather was mental, so half the show got cut out because a lightning bolt struck our radio tower. That's no joke. Boss Benny's joining me in for the intro. What's up?
Intro what? What are we doing here?
This is the podcast intro.
Oh, I've listened to these. You usually do them by yourself.
Yeah,
I listened to you the other day and you're like, oh, I don't know. You're like, this is, you're the best. You're like, we did fun facts, but things went like weird and it just sort of went all over the shop.
Mate, I don't even know why I do this, to be honest. We should just whoosh straight into the podcast.
I reckon just whoosh straight in.
All right. Well, here's a story Benny told about a naked woman in Miami. Let's whoosh into it.
Which one was that one?
Remember the chick that was on top of the car? Nude?
Oh.
I'll do that.
Yeah, that was good.
All right, let's whoosh
that's
in.
That's a good story.
All right, throw us through to the whoosh bin.
Okay, right now, let's press play on the podcast.
Whoosh.
Naked woman wanders Miami airport, jumps off roof of police car. Headline.
Give me more.
I thought that would get your interest. Would you like to know more?
Oh, I would absolutely. So, would naked you? Woman on the roof of a police
that's
car.
That's my clickbait. Would you click it?
Yeah, absolutely. How did we get there?
Okay, here we go. An unidentified woman was recently filmed wandering around a terminal. This is in Miami.
Unidentified? As if she can't be identified.
Well, she hasn't been identified yet. I'm sure someone will recognise her. Before stripping down to her bra and her undies and then taking off the underwear altogether. Would you like to know more?
Keep going.
The barefoot traveller sauntered through the baggage claim area of the Florida Air Hub, singing. How's that? Singing. You got any music to sort of...
Oh, do you know what song she was singing? Because I could get the exact song.
I don't know what she was singing, what do you think she was singing? Yeah. I'm naked in Miami.
Sorry, mate. So she was dancing. Good. She was dancing to that song.
So she sauntered through, she was singing, whilst she removed her navy blue bra and her underwear.
Oh, mate, you don't need to give us that many details.
After police responded, the nude woman somehow managed to climb on top of a patrol car as it left the airport. What a sight that would have been. Imagine you and I, like, we're Aussies, we're backpacking through Miami, we're about to get on our flight home or to our next destination, and there's some weird woman with that song on top of a cop car nude.
Well, I've been to Miami.
She's
before.
Had a big one.
There's the airport, right?
Yeah.
It almost where the cars and the cabs, they come in one side, out the other, almost like when you go to like a really nice home and they have an entry and the cars go around one way and out the other. That's what the airport's like.
Yeah.
So you would have been able to see it from every angle in Miami.
What a scene. So would you like to know more of the story?
Yeah. So what? It goes more?
So now she's nude on top of the car. Right. Now, then she leapt off the vehicle, right? Police are now involved and she's run towards moving traffic and another police officer. This has all been filmed. There's videos. Now she's 27. She's been taken into custody for mental health evaluation.
Yeah, fair play.
Which is fair play because if you...
It's look, not normal behaviour, let's be honest.
Wouldn't have thought so. Maybe for you. Can I ask though, I was in... Have you ever found yourself...
nude on top of a cop car? No, Ben. No, I haven't.
Can you imagine, you'd make headlines and shit.
Me out the front of Rawhide, just saw it from the radio, nude on top of a cop car.
Have you ever found yourself nude in an awkward position?
No, I've never have.
I had it happen to me when I went to England recently.
So hang on, you had a little boys trip because it was a mate's wedding. You left the missus and your kid. How did you end up nude?
Because of the night of the wedding, I was staying in this, we stayed on this property, like it was a big old venue and there was accommodation on the other side. And I'd had a couple of sherbets and I'd hopped to bed about 1:30 in the morning. I sleptwalked and I left my keys to the room in the room and I had nothing on me. But me and my jats were out. I had nothing, no undies, no nothing.
What were you dancing to?
Yeah, what was I singing to? Go on. Mate, I was so stressed out.
Wait. So you didn't even have underwear on?
Nah.
Yuck. And you're German too.
Yeah. Oh, so I was hanging on to the old...
Hanging.
Yep. And I was wandering around going, what am I... It was like 3 a.m. I was sleptwalking on, how's this happened? Trying to walk around, like, corridors of this hotel nude. Nude. Mate, anyone would have come out and I would have just been like, evening, madam.
And no one saw you though?
No, how lucky is that? And no cameras, which was amazing because it was an old English hotel. I had to ring the emergency line of the hotel, like the property I was staying at, because I was out, how was I going to get back in my room? The kitchen staff who were there to cook brekkie at 6 would have walked in and they would have just been seeing me nude, like, g'day, mate. And I have a really, you know, we have Aussie accents there. So I rang the guy, the bloke. He must have been like a janitor that lived on site, right? And I remember, like, he answered the phone on this. You're right, mate. And I've gone, not really. No. I'm standing there and I said, mate, you're going to have to come over and let me back in. I've sleptwalked and I've locked myself out of my room. And he's like, And he's like, you want me on, aren't you, mate? Like, he was not. And I said, no, if you come over now, I'm nude, I need you in my room. So he did. He came over.
No way. Yeah. You greeted him nude.
Where was I going to get clothes from?
Well, mate, did you shake his hand? Because you would have had to take one away. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Ben from Australia. How you going?
I've just got like a tea saucer or something. Yeah. I've nicked off the kitchen table.
Like a sugar packet from the.
Oh, now you're taking the mick. Now you get it. Now, full size dinner platter. And I was like, no, no, no. Anyway, let me in my room. He had a good chuckle and I went to sleep.
That is outrageous.
Yeah, pretty stupid.
Did they do a mental health check on you?
Nah. I sleepwalk. It happens.
No, it doesn't, mate. You were half cut, you liar. Get up with Hit Breakfast. Oh, mate, on Friday you brought something up with me, which I think I need to bring up on the show today. You mentioned an issue that you have with your ears, which I find fascinating and disgusting.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Like, this is so gross. If you are eating breakfast, I genuinely warn you to put your food
so
down.
So you're happy to share this on the radio?
100%. Oh. I've got the one thing you don't. I don't get embarrassed ever. It just does it. Some when I was born, that chromosome went missing. Like I just like I don't know where it went. No, so I've got like my hearing's fine. It's 20. It's 2020. It's 100%, right. But I get wax buildup, earwax buildup, and the doctors have said my earwax buildup is at the level of like a 95-year-old.
Yuck!
Like it's fair. So every
why don't you just clean your ears?
Yeah, well that's what my wife says. But every
I chuck the earbuds in mine every second day.
I just let
day.
It build up, then I go deaf, and then I get it flushed out at the doctors.
Mate, why don't you just finish your shower and chuck your earbud in and clean it?
Is that what you actually do?
Yeah, at least
do you bud it up
every second day.
Nah, I let it build up, right?
Yuck, mate.
And then I go to the doctors. It would be probably every two and a half years, and I get it syringed out, water syringed out, like.
Why don't you go to one of those Thai places? They do ear candling and they burn it out.
Yeah, I've heard about that, but just go to your local GP. Let them know, squirt it.
Does it hurt?
Nah. But you know, I've heard people going, oh, I can rupture it. No, like the doctors, I'd have it done every couple of years. I've got a photo of the last one.
Oh,
no. Because I'm due now. Like I'm going this afternoon to get it done because I can't hear. Like it feels like earplugs are in. Seriously, mate, do you want to see what came out the last time?
Wait. First of all, mate.
I've got photos of this.
Do you only have, is this an actual condition that you have or are you just lazy and don't clean your ears?
Probably a bit of both. But they did say I have an impeccable way to have a wax build up like in my ear.
Mate, I can't see this because I have a very weak stomach. I dry reach at the
this
thought of like
this is what came out last time.
No, wait. If there's like a pimple video or a nail or something or someone hurting or blood, I literally might vomit. What is the before you show me what is it of so I can start preparing myself?
It's literally what they got out of my ear last time. It looks like it's like a cigarette butt size chunk of earwax.
I'm already sick and I haven't seen it. Wait, is it in your ear?
Are you legit? No, it's out of my ear. You don't see my ear, you just see.
They took it out and put it on the table.
No, I asked if I could take a photo of it. The doctor, and she was a beautiful Indian lady. She's like, pardon me. I was like, get that thing out. I want to have a photo with it. You got to see it.
Oh,
are you ready?
I'm about to dry it.
Are you actually?
Yeah, I swear. Where's the bin?
Oh, no. Wow. I didn't see this coming. I actually thought he had a tougher stomach than this.
No.
See, I've iron gut Oopsland. You over there.
All right. I got the bin in front of me.
If he vomits, does this stuff really get you?
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Hang on. Bring it closer. I can't look at it. I'm like.
Grab it. That was what came out of my ear last. He's actually. started dry reaching. Wow. I thought we were. You know, sometimes you do this gear for radio. It's like, oh, it's all. No, he's not. He was legit. You were full on then.
Mate, I shouldn't have brought that up.
Oh, we won't post it on the socials.
No way, mate. That thing would get banned. You should upload that to Facebook, though. That's
what comes out of my ears every 2 years.
That's what.
That's why I'm deaf right now. It's mate, like literally an earbud.
Clean your ears, you freak.
That's what.
Mate, you're a mate and I hate you.
As I said from the start, I don't get embarrassed. I'm glad we shared this moment together.
Oh, I need some water. Let's get out of here. Get up with Hit Breakfast. Oh, Spenny, he's in the studio now for some fun facts over Short Blacks.
Would you mind just... you weren't ready, were you? You didn't prep for this.
Mate, where's the classical music gone?
Come on, mate.
I'm serious.
One job.
I'll have to type
one
it in again.
Job.
Mate, I've got a big wall with all our sound effects that we play. Our favourite one's obviously this one.
Josiah's here.
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
I've just put it back on. So I must have taken it off. Sorry, mate.
That's okay.
Oh, wait, that's
no,
not it.
This is, you've stuffed this one before. This is that Bocelli gear.
I did that.
Here he comes. Oh, let it go.
I did this time last week. Love this song. Here we go.
You couldn't even get it. Why did it skip like that?
How good's that?
What would you do if you came home from work and I was somehow in your living room with that on, the lights off?
Oh, mate, I'd jump on you. Oh, I love that sort of music.
Really? I was meant to set that up as a weird thing to do.
No
and
way,
you're like,
mate.
Yeah, I said me sitting in your lounge room with the lights off and that on.
Yeah, to be honest, I've seen you do that before.
You would be concerned why I was there.
No. What? Mate.
I throw a lot of balls up for you to hit and you didn't even swing at that.
Mate, because
I'd say hello.
Yeah, because you and I have been mates long enough. Mate, you just told a story before about how you were nude, right? In England.
Yeah.
Right, walking the corridors and some bloke had to help you back into your room.
Amazing.
If you were in my room with Bocelli on at full blast, it's no surprise to me. I'd just be like, hey, Benny.
I suppose on the level of stuff that comes out my mouth. All right, let's do this.
This is the right one. Fact number one.
In an attempt to reduce cleaning costs, the Amsterdam airport installed a picture of a fly in every urinal. So men would aim at it and avoid splashing the urine outside. And it worked.
I reckon it's a great idea.
Spillage. Sounds gross, doesn't it? Spillage was reduced by 80%.
Yeah, I believe that. But why did it have to be a picture of a fly? Wouldn't you just do like a bullseye or something?
Could be anything, I suppose. But you're right. Like as a guy, you'd probably like not to. Depends. Well, you'd aim it at something.
Yeah, mate. I reckon they should here at the work toilets. They should chuck a dartboard almost, and you have to aim. I'd be aiming for the bullseye. I'm competitive, mate.
Because as a bloke, you miss it sometimes.
Triple 20.
When was the worst? Actually, no. Let's not talk about that.
What about our work toilets, mate?
Have you ever missed a thing here?
Oh, I haven't, but there's definitely, mate, there's four blokes in this whole building. And one of them,
on one of them.
Mate, so.
Have you ever missed it?
No.
Be honest.
No.
Be honest.
Oh, and if I had, I'd clean it up. But
so you have done it.
Hang on, mate. Yeah. There's two of us in this room right now. Yeah. So in this room, there's a 50% chance that we're the culprits of that whoever's leaves that every day.
Absolutely. But I'm not going to admit anything.
Mate, we've heard some stories about you on this show for the last week. There's a good chance it's you. You know what? It is you.
Being sarcastic. How's this, right? Fact number two. Being sarcastic on a regular basis can add up to 3 years to your life. Sarcasm, apparently, is extremely healthy for the mind. I'm going to call BS on that.
Yeah,
I really can't stand sarcastic
people. Mate, our whole show's sarcastic.
Yeah, but like it just, like sarcastic people just drive me up the wall.
Yeah, it depends what sort. If you use sarcasm in a clever way, it can be cool, but it gets annoying if they go too much.
But when has sarcasm ever been used in a clever way?
Yeah, exactly. It's like when you, okay, say that again to me. Pay me out.
What's with that man bun, you goon?
What's with your mum's man bun? You know what I mean? Like, that's just stupid. It's not even funny.
You went straight to mum gear. Yeah. That takes you back to high school.
It does.
Yeah.
And sarcasm.
Like, what's with that shirt? Like
your mum's shirt.
That's not what your mum said last night. All right. How's this? Psychology researchers, right, they found that the pressure to feel upbeat can actually make you feel worse.
I agree with that.
Right? That embracing your darker moods actually can make you feel better in the long run. It comes down to this, and this is going to set Jay off because he hates this and he's been told it before, right? You know when someone says something like, you'll just be talking normally, and that person will be like, relax.
Oh, that is... There's someone in this office that does that, all right? Oh, I'm not an angry person,
no,
right?
No, he's not, but he gets, yeah.
When that person, right, came up to me and I was just having a normal conversation, they turned around and said, relax.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I am relaxed. They're like, relax. And I was like, okay, now I'm angry. I walked into your office. How much was I fired up?
Would you relax?
No.
So either that, he knows I'm kidding him.
I reckon if someone does that to you, it's one of the rudest things you could ever do.
But it's like, it's just, oh. But it's the psychology of what I just said, though. Like, it's if you're down. It's like, you know when people say, well, can you just back up?
No, leave me alone.
Like, I want to be miserable. Let me be miserable. Parents
are
that saying.
Have you seen Ricky Gervais' Humanity?
Amazing. Yeah.
Great series. Yeah. Like, one of the best stand-ups of all time.
Yeah.
Don't watch it with your kids, though, parents.
Especially that bit on kids. Yeah, sure.
That is ruthless. Yeah. But he talks about, and it's one of the most darkest kind of stand-up routines you'll ever hear, but he talks about at the end that dark humor, when you're in a dark place, often brings people out, and that's why he does it.
Yeah, but that's like often, let's be honest, can I get serious for a second on this show?
Oh, here we go.
Like if I have a down day, or my wife does, we just let each other be down.
Yeah, I guess.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Just wear it.
I find it hard though because I as a positive person, I feel like I need to make you feel better about yourself. So I'll be like, Ben, come on, let's be happy.
Yeah, but I'll just grab a beer, sit at Solus, some cheers, you know, anything for you.
Just wanted to listen to you crack open a...
Can you relax?
Yeah.
Get up with Hit Breakfast.
Hey, tell you what though, Friday night we had our Christmas show. Good spot.
It was. People. It was probably the tamest Christmas party I've ever been to in my life. Now, I put up a photo with your daughter, Evie, very cute, on my Instagram story.
What's the general gist of like feedback when you put my daughter up on your social media account?
Well, I just took the photo on my personal phone for myself because your daughter's very cute and you and I are good mates. It's a good way of remembering her as a, you know.
She blue-stilled you.
As she grows up. Classic. And she did. She blue-stilled into the camera and both of us were kind of staring down the camera and I thought that's too good to not put on Instagram. So I put on my Instagram.
What's the feedback?
I had about 35 different messages.
No way.
98% of them from females.
What, saying what though?
Just, oh, so cute. Love heart eyes. Oh, you'd be such a good dad one day. All that sort of stuff.
Do you know, that's the line I was hoping you'd say, right? Thought you'd be a great dad one day. So we had, there was a new team member starting here at Hit and he and his wife rocked that's up right. on Friday
yeah,
night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he's starting in a couple weeks' time.
Nice bloke.
Good bloke. And his wife was lovely and she was sitting there. And my wife was there as well with Evie, obviously. And at the time, like, this lady didn't know me and didn't know Mel, didn't know Jay. And, like, Jay gets up, right, because my daughter got up where we were and she started to, like, nick off and, you know.
Yeah, she was wandering around like kids do. But where we were sitting, it went you, me, and then your wife. So I was sitting in between you and your wife. And then every time Evie was going for a walk around the corner, I was following her so you guys could kick back and enjoy a drink together.
Yeah, and the lady thought that Josiah was the dad. Right. Like, that's so disheartening. And then my wife, like, she's such a carefree, like.
Not to mention your wife's good looking. So she looked at you, looked at me and goes, that bloke's definitely not with her. He is.
Yeah. But like, then my wife looks at me and she goes, what if Josiah is the father?
Oh.
And I was like, but like, I don't like this.
How did you feel, mate?
Well, you know, do you know what? Didn't bother me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Hey, mate, if you want to, I'd happily let you come around and stay the night and I can just go out in the cans or something.
Well, I did come around to your house yesterday and your wife was actually out, unfortunately, but you were out the front.
Oh, is that why you came around, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't
your
to
wife
see
around?
You. Hey, Ben, I'm just here to see you. Mate, and you were wearing, this is so off topic, you were wearing floral on floral.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's my gardening attire.
Floral board shorts. With
I
the
reckon chicks top. Would dig it though. What do you reckon? What'd your roommate Morg say? Was mate, she trying to keep her hands to herself?
Do you know what Morgan said?
Jeez, that's what a stud.
She said, Ben really doesn't care anymore, does he?
You don't. You get to a level of like dadness and you just don't care anymore.
Back to Instagram messages about your daughter Evie.
This is great.
This is probably my favourite message out of all the love heart eyes and all this stuff.
This would be good.
I had an ex-girlfriend reply to it, right?
Yeah.
The picture of Evie and I. Fishing for girls, are we?
Is that who? Yeah, righto. And what'd you say back to your ex then?
I said, yeah, it worked. You replied.
Oh, are you in?
No. I don't want to be.
It's true though. Like my brother, he vouches for this. Like you go to a playground by yourself as dad with your daughter and like other young women just like go, it's cracking.
They like talking. Is that why you enjoy rocking up to daycare by yourself all the time?
What's up, ladies?
Well, you and I rocked up to daycare to pick up Evie together.
How cute was it? See?
I actually really enjoyed the experience.
Yeah. The girls are good there, but that was good.
That was the first time in my life I got clucky.
But you're just saying
I'm serious.
No, you didn't.
Nah, I picked up Evie, was talking to the mum, seeing everyone hanging out. And I was like, you know what? This is awesome.
You're just saying that because you want chicks to hear this and be like, oh my God.
Yeah, at Josiah Sharla on Instagram. In less than 2 weeks, on the 31st of January, it's my birthday, mate.
Dirty 30.
Yeah, the big 3-0. Now, I made it very, it sounds weird to announce that I'm going to be throwing a birthday party for myself, but I've never had a birthday in my life.
What do you mean you haven't had a birthday in your life?
I hate birthdays.
Why?
As in, I hate birthdays for myself.
Yeah, but it's a one day to celebrate you and you get like cake and prezzies and your missus might give you a pash.
I like all that stuff, mate.
Yeah.
But that's not happening this year.
Why not?
Your missus gives you a pash, mate. You haven't been pash on your birthday in years from your wife.
I know. She does give me good prezzies, though. But what are we doing for your dirty 30?
No, what I mean is I haven't had a party.
a pâté.
Yeah, I like the presents and all that. Mm. Bring it on. Mate, no, this is exciting. Outback Bar at the Aussie, the 31st of January. That's a Friday night. Goulburn Valley, put it in your diaries. Between 6 and 9. Have to rock up at 6 because there's going to be prizes on the door. It's all going to happen. And Benny, we thought about making it a, you have to win your way to the birthday. And I thought, stuff it. Anyone can come.
It's your birthday party. You can do what you like.
That's what I said.
It's
anyone.
Like, you know, it's like when you, you know, it's no children, you know, at a wedding. You know, it's your birthday. You can do what you like.
I said, open the doors up, guys. I want anyone to come.
Like, how many chicks do you reckon rock up?
Oh, hopefully a lot. But you know what? I don't discriminate against guys or girls. Anyone is welcome, Ben.
That's good. I'm surprised the Aussie actually trust you enough to let you use their venue.
Oh, mate, the whole team there. They well, I hope they love me. Well, DJs, so. DJs from 6.
What DJs you got? Do you know?
DJ Osire.
Boy, are you on the decks?
Nah, we've got a couple of... I think we've got Spectral, the boys from Spectral coming down from 6 till 9. They'll continue throughout the night. But there are prizes, Lucky Door prizes as well, party games. I heard the girls in the office, because I'm not organising. I'm leaving it to them because I don't like parties, like I said.
I heard it was pin the man bun on Josiah.
Oh, I thought it was pin the hit symbol on my nuts.
Who came up with that one?
Well, there's
let me have one guess, Mel.
Oh yeah, Mel in promotions. There's that photo of me when I was in the snow in December when it was snowing at Mount Buller.
And pin the hit sign on your.
Well, I'm there in my Speedos, and she's got a blown up image of that. I think she's going to do pin the.
Where'd she go? Well, from her bedroom.
Yeah, it's above her bed. So, guys, I want you to get involved. No matter who you're listening, we'll give you more details as the weeks. It's less than 2 weeks. The 31st of Jan, Friday night, 6 till 9. Get there early for a chance to win those prizes. We'll have a little red carpet and whatnot, and anyone can rock up. So make sure you get there early, because if it does fill out, not likely.
You never know.
Imagine if it...
Just a quickie, though. What's his 3-0? What have you learned in the last 10 years? Like, if 30-year-old Josiah were to say something to 20-year-old Josiah, what would it be?
I wish you learnt your mistakes from when you're 20, because you're still making them now.
Are you still a goon? Do you reckon you've grown up, or you reckon you've got some grown up to do?
I've definitely matured, but I still make stupid decisions from time to time. But we all do, don't we? How old are you? 45?
Yeah, 55. Going on, I've lost the plot. No, I'm 35.
You're still making dumb decisions, aren't you?
That's, always.
You just told us a story earlier in the show about how you got locked out of your hotel room in England nude.
Well, you know, it happens to the best of us. Doesn't it? No, well, that's, look, I slept walk, and that was, stupid decision. But, you know, it happens to the best of us. But you're right, though, you don't grow up. Like, my mum, right, I don't know if you're happy saying this, but you and I and someone else within this building had a pretty long lunch recently. Mm. And when I told my mum, she's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, oh, I'm not feeling very well, had a long lunch the other day. She said, oh, you bloody Herbsland men, you never grow up.
It's true, like your father. And that's the thing. I and me being the younger one of the three that were there, I was fine. You two, though, on the other hand, you just need to. But I feel like when I turn 30, Ben, that all might change for me.
No, it's good. Dirty 30's awesome. 30's are brilliant. I love them.
Did you have a 30th?
Yeah, I had a 30. We had a German 30th. My brother put it on. Surprise. Oh, it's good. If he had the Lederhosen, that was my present from Mel, was a genuine Lederhosen.
Well, do we make it dress up? I haven't actually thought about that yet. We had a planning meeting the other day. I'm like kind of leaving it to the girls in the office, like I said. But do we chuck in a theme, or do we just let it be?
What would the theme be? The Albanian
man bun. Yeah, imagine that.
Well, I've noticed going around town, which is why there's genuinely like a lot of pride within the Albanian community around you. Like, I got told the other day by one of your Albanian mates that I'm an idiot Aussie.
Yeah. Even though you're German.
And I was sitting there going, yeah, right. He was the best. But I know you've got a good affiliation with the Albanian community.
Well, so I hope they all come down.
If you themed it, though, Albanian, what do you have to dress up in?
Yeah, the red flag. Nah, let's keep it theme free, I think.
Yeah, theme free.
Theme free since 2003.
Oh, good gear. Yeah. I don't even know. That won't make the promo, mate. That's awful.
31st of January, Friday week, guys. 6 till 9 at the Aussie. We can't wait to see you there. Boss Benny, are you going to make an appearance?
Nah, I won't be there. Get up with Hit Breakfast on Hit.